So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. It has been said that researchers have found 88 million possible variations in the human DNA, and many of the variations were different of one single letter in approximately 3 billion letters that makes up part of a person's DNA. And since we're all different, we still make up part of the human body. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. The human body has many parts to it, and each operates in its own way. No two parts operate quite the same as the other. My right hand covers functions that it was given, while my left does its part. Both my legs are used for certain functions, but when I use them all together, they can help me to operate just as I want to. On a football team, there are at least 52 players on that roster. They are both offensive and defensive linemen as well, and they all have a mission to do. Each team has at least 3 quarterbacks, and each one has its own skill set and can do what the others cannot. Each player in his own position has a different assignment on any given play. Now, they may all function differently, but in the end, they operate as one in order to achieve the goal of either scoring for their team or keeping the other team from scoring. Although they are all different in their abilities on the field, they make up part of the body of one team. Each member is dedicated in doing his part in order for his team to win. The body of Christ, in the body of Christ, each believer has a different function that he is responsible for. And while each one of us makes up part of the body, he has to operate in a manner that is different and go in a different direction. Now, you and I will probably never witness to the same group of people, but we will witness, and we should bring someone to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every single believer has a distinct function to fulfill in this world, and yet he or she is a member of all other believers who all come together as one in the body of Jesus Christ. Before he was crucified, Jesus told the disciples to go out and teach all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we know that would be an impossible task for them to cover the entire world if they stayed together as one group. So each one of them went his own way, teaching the new generations of believers separately, but all for one purpose, and that was to bring glory to God. Christ wanted them to be successful in their mission, so not only did he tell them to go and evangelize, but he told them how to go and where to go to evangelize. He had a playbook already drawn up, ready to distribute to his team. Now, our mission here at 5 Minutes is to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations in hopes that they too would be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That's the basis of our commission. The way that we do it may not be the way that others do it, but we all make up one body in Christ. We should all be careful to know that we do not do this as part of any social club or civic center, because the union between believers is genuine to those that are born of the Spirit of God. And there is no room for self-elevation, pride, or arrogance. And there is certainly no room for someone to think highly of themselves. We all have a job to do that is critical and of crucial importance, and there's no time to waste doing it. Now, we all experience life from a different set of eyes, and it's dependent on where you're from that will determine on how you see things. We're all different in our own way, but in the end, we're all part of God's family, and that makes us co-heirs with Christ Jesus. And if we be heirs with Christ Jesus, then that makes God our Father, and that's the reason why we can say, Abba, Father. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. The unity of the body of Christ is created in Jesus Christ. One love, 5 minutes.